Okay, so it's a real schus to be able to come back one another's man. It wasn't so pasha to work it out, but Baruch Hashem, through Rabbi Shabtai's maneuvering and his efforts of us growing together, we worked it out, Baruch Hashem. And it's a real schus for me to be able to come, to be able to learn a little bit. So Monday's a little early to be able to get to the parsha. I mean, even though the Baal Tanya, the Rabbi said, I think it was yesterday's Hayom Yom, that you always got to be living with the parsha. But Rabbi Shaket's going to be doing that on Wednesdays. This year, we're going to have the schus of learning Pirkei Avos, Machshava and Pirkei Avos on Mondays. And to be able to try to take life lessons, I guess, from it and into our own personal lives. Okay, so our learning should be in schus for memory of Sarah Bas Pinchas HaKoyin and Sarah Bas Yosef. This should be Mel Silsher Mitzvah Hashem for good things, please God. Also, the Rishon of the Rebbe's Yahrzeits today, and the Eish Kodesh Yahrzeits tonight. Also, we'll try to quote a little bit from them as well. So, the famous Rabbeinu Yonah asks in his opening parish on Pirkei Avos, if you look where Pirkei Avos is found, it's not only found in Mincha and Shabbos and your Siddur, it's actually found right before Seder Nezikin. Rabbeinu Yonah, I told my Rishon, he's asking, why is it that Pirkei Avos, Mishnayos Avos, is found in Seder Nezikin? Why is it? What does Pirkei Avos have to do with Seder Nezikin? So, I saw a quoted by Rav Shor Shlita, Rav Shor from Borough Park. He quotes the Yad Raman Bava Basra, Perak Beis Os Kuf Zayin, and he says the whole inyan of Nezikin, damaging Bava Kama, Bava Basra, Bava Metzia, this and that. What's the whole essence of all those Mesachtas? The whole essence is damaging other people. And where is that Isser coming from? It's coming from the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. A person's not sensitive to other people's property, to other people's money, to their possessions, to their belongings. So at the end of the day, not only is Pirkei Avos, it's not a question. Of course, says Rav Shor, it's going to be there. Why Dafka is going to be before Seder Nezikin? Because Seder Nezikin is talking all about interpersonal relationships and people messing each other over and damaging this and that. So it's not just a question, why, what's it doing out of left field? It's specifically put there by Chazal to be able to show you, because that's what Pirkei Avos is all about. Pirkei Avos is all about how to be a better person on different traits, on different mitos. We're going to see next week, please God, a mentorship from the Bar Danura, fascinating Bar Danura, the things that the Tanaim say in the Pirkei Avos are not just things that they said. It's not just things that they said. It's who they were. It was their essence. Hu Haya Omer means it's what he was known for. That's what he was his entire life. And all those things were said by Har Sinai. But I don't want to go there. Says Rav Shor, it's not a question of why it's there. It's Dafka specifically here. All those are specifically here right before Seder Nezikin, be able to show it. Before we get to Nezikin, before you open Baba Basra, 176 pages, and Baba Kama, very thick Gemara, and Baba Metzia, you know, anything, you have to know where it's all coming from. It's stemming from V'ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. So now we get to the famous story. When is it the Jewish classical minhag to be able to study Pirkei Avos? So it's brought down by the Raman, Or HaChaim, Simon Reish Sadi Beis, I believe Sif Beis also. The Raman says very famously, you learn it in between Pesach and Shavuos, right? Because very famously, Derech Eretz Kadma the Torah, before you come to Kabbalah the Torah, before you come to Matan Torah, person has to work on their midos. Person has to work on their character traits. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, beautiful, beautiful sefer, it came out a few years ago, Emes LeYaakov and Pirkei Avos. I highly, highly recommend it. Excellent, excellent, excellent sefer. So he quotes the Tzerma, and he says that at the end of the day, we know that the Pirkei Avos, you know, the Perek on the lawn, that's what I grew up with in New York, Perek on the lawn. I had a friend who fell down the lawn, and they stopped doing it in people's homes because he got hurt in Queens. But Pirkei Avos was the minhag now in Klai Yisrael is that they learn it throughout the whole entire summer. And even after Shavuos, and this is in plenty of communities, they do it throughout the whole summer. So the question is why? What happened after Shavuos? Okay, it's over. The Ramah says only to stop after Shavuos. Why Dafka do you continue throughout the whole summer? So if Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes the Medrash Shmuel, and other Mefarshim, that says, you know, at the end of the day, the summer months, the Yitzhar is mamish burning like a fire. The thing is, you know, at the end of the day, there are certain Yitzharas that they don't have any Yitzharas throughout the entire year. Talk when you're in Florida, it's summer all year round, that's for another story. But at the end of the day, the Medrash Shmuel says, you want to know why Dafka we have Pirkei Avos specifically throughout the whole summer months? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael needed to be mechazik a little bit. And one of the main things to be able to mechazik, to encourage themselves against the Yitzhara, is more Torah. And specifically more Pirkei Avos, Dafka, Shabbos, not just going to the Rabbi Joshua, but specifically Pirkei Avos. Because Pirkei Avos literally deals with the interpersonal relationships, and that somehow says the Medrash Shmuel says that will quiet the Yetzer Hara down in the summer months. Very, very, very interesting. For the last 10 minutes, I just want to focus on the opening statement of every Perek in Pirkei Avos, which we all know famously, as Chazal say, "Ko Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelik L'Olam Haba." Right, every Jew has a chelik in Olam Haba. Shenemar, "V'Amech Kulam Sadikim." In my nation, they're all full of tzaddikim. They go on the rest of the pasuk. So there's a lot of Torah written on these famous words, "Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelik L'Olam Haba." I have like three or four things. There's a lot more to say, but you know, time doesn't allow for me to say everything. So hopefully, we'll learn a few things. Says the first Ger Rebbe, the Sfas Emes, in his Perush in Sefer Vayikra, in the end of Shmini, it says "Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem." Yesh Lahem is a present tense. It should say "Asli Lahem." They will have, or they had, or what's Yesh Lahem? It means that somehow, some way, that my Olam Haba status is right now. What's going on here? Says the Sfas Emes, a beautiful pshat. He says, why Dafka does it say Yesh Lahem? He says, you know, when we left Egypt, when we left Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed Klal Yisrael. There was Klal Yisrael, and then there was the rest of the world. We got a certain mitzvah called Achodesh Hazeh Lachem. We have a mitzvah that we're able to renew ourselves. We have a mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Sfas Emes, because we left Egypt and we got this mitzvah Achodesh, and it was Atah Bechartanu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu changed us, Hashem lifted us above nature, and we all became Bnei Olam Haba. We all became Bnei Olam Haba. Specifically, Jewish people. Not to say that the non-Jews don't have neshamas, they do. That's a whole Tanya, that's a whole different story. But at the end of the day, the Jewish people are Ben Olam Haba. That means nowadays, when a Jew works on himself, at the end of the day, he's tapping into something Ben Olam Habadik. Because we know famously, and this is Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, famously said, the founder of the Muslim movement, it's easier to finish all of Shas than to change one Midah. It's easier to change one Midah. He says it's easier to finish all of Shas than to break one character trait. That's only if you're viewing yourself as an Olam Hazeh. That's only if you're viewing yourself as a natural, at the end of the day, I'm just a regular person. But if you're Ben Olam Hava, which means that nature doesn't apply to me, that if I know I have a certain a character trait of anger, of laziness, of lashon hara, I might have those qualities, but I am able to change because I'm not a ben olam haza. I'm koysal yesh lahem. Yesh lahem means I'm a ben olam haba right now, and I have the ability to change. And that's what the original Rebbe says. That at the end of the day, it's much easier to break your hands and legs. But at the end of the day, you have to know that you're a chelik achshav me'ova olam haba. Olam haba doesn't only apply in olam haba after 120. We're living in Olam Haba now. When a person works on himself, you're tapping into the Olam Haba status of a Jew. When a person tries, you know, your wife says something to you and you have the best comeback line ever, and all you want to do is say something back, and you hold back, Ben Olam Haba right there. Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba. Because at the end of the day, Yesh Lahem means that you have the Olam Haba right now. You have the ability to be able to tap into that. Because when Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, we all became a Ben Olam Haba. Another word on the word on Kol Yisrael. So it's Kol Yisrael Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. So the Rebbe, I saw the Sefer called Toras Avos. Toras Avos is a collection of different Slonim Rebbe's, not Vizhnitz, Slonim. And he quoted Rabbi Shul Heschel. I couldn't pronounce the last name. I think it was Mevenestrich. Rabbi Shul Heschel Mevenestrich. So he says that only when you're Kol. What does that mean? When you're Kol, when you include yourself, when you're Kol Yisrael, when you include yourself to other Jews, when you help them, you know, when they got locked out of their house on Friday night, be able to help them. My good friend Ravelli helped me get into my house when I took the wrong key on Shabbos Kodesh. You care about other people. You care about other Jews. Then Yesh Lahem Chelek Olam Haba. When you call Yisrael, when you care about every single person, no matter who you are, no matter what, at the end of the day, you care about other people. That is a Ben Olam Haba. I'm not sure if anyone here is following the news in Eretz Yisrael, but at the end of the day, it mamash hurts my heart when you see, and believe me, I think they have the purest intentions, but when you see these videos of certain Jews going over to another Jew and screaming at them and saying, "Where's your tzitzis?" and this and that, that's not Kol Yisrael Dik. That's not Kol Yisrael Dik is doing your avoda, is doing your part. At the end of the day, I can't say that you know, getting drafted, is it this and that? I don't want to get into politics here. This isn't a politics. This is a Pirkei Avos Machshava. But at the end of the day, to have a certain respect to every person, and specifically Jews, to be able to realize that everyone is our brother and our sister, to have a certain respect, very, very important. And finally, the last thing, and then we'll end off with one story. So it says, "Va'amech kulam tzadikim." And my nation is you're all tzadikim. So the Maharal in his Sefer on Pirkei Avos, his Sefer on Pirkei Avos is called Derech Chaim. Very, very beautiful Sefer. I got it this summer. I only got one of the Chalakim. So he says that everyone's neshama, everyone's essence is good. Everyone's essence is good. Everyone has a bechina of a tzaddik within them. Sometimes we get a lot of, throughout our lives, it gets a little damaged, it gets a little dirty. And our job is to be able to wipe off that, to be able to wipe off all the schmutz. You know, to wipe it all off. Like, I had a student coming to me on Shabbos, and he said, Rabbi, what do you do when a heretic starts telling you he doesn't believe in God? What do you do? I said, first off, you should know that probably he went through a lot in his life, and you have to be sensitive to someone. Someone's talking like that, who's actively, you know, pursuing, you know, talking like that, probably he went through something hard in his life. But at the end of the day, down deep, no matter who you are, every Jew believes fully in the Rabbanu Shalom. Every Jew firmly believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharal, you want to know why Dafka Jews have the minhag to learn Pirkei Avos Dafka on Shabbos? Because Shabbos we have the Neshama Yisera. Shabbos we all become that extra level of tzaddik. Shabbos is the time of that tzaddik within us burns bright. We all feel different on Shabbos. It's the Ne'ilah. And specifically, he says, the Maharal says this: when do you learn Pirkei Avos on Shabbos? When is it in the Siddur? It's right after Mincha, right? Rav de Ravin. It's the holiest time of Shabbos. Learning Pirkei Avos Friday night is beautiful. But Pirkei Avos Dafka on Shabbos, we know the holiest time on Shabbos is Shalosh Udos. It's the end of Shabbos, right? Just like Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the holiest time of Yom Kippur. So the holiest time of Dafka Shabbos is Dafka the end, specifically the end. It's not just, even after a 3-day Yontif, it's still the holiest time, right? Even after a 3-day Yontif, Shalosh Udos is the holiest time. And that's why the Maharal says specifically to learn Pirkei Avos at that time, because you're tapping into your tzaddik within you, you're tapping into the holiness of a Jewish soul. And the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, I believe in Hilchos Gershon, I think it's in the end of Perek Beis, I didn't have a chance to look it up. He says, you know, you have these stories, especially, I think, a couple of years ago, where there's a couple that they're getting divorced, and the guy, unfortunately, Chaman al-Tzlan, doesn't want to give a get, so they hire some organization, and the guy went to jail. What do? They beat the guy until they give a get. So the Rambam says, how is that a good get, right? The guy doesn't want to give the get. He's getting beaten up. Ad shemom erotzani, rotzani. So the whole word is, Rav Moshe Wolfson, he says, you want to know why it's a good get? Because at the end of the day, he's showing what his true essence is. Okay, sometimes he might need a little encouragement and a little bit of a couple bats here and a couple hockey sticks there. But at the end of the day, when he says rotzani, he's not saying rotzani. It might look like he's saying rotzani because he's scared for his life. But rotzani is a pure expression of what he truly wants to do. And says a Rolfson, what's the number one day that we're trying to show Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're a tzaddik, that we want to be good, that we want to be real? It's Yom Kippur. He says rotzani is gematria Yom Kippur. Rotzani is gematria Yom Kippur. I'm not saying don't try these things at home. All I'm saying is at the end of the day, when the Rambam says that's a good get, because he's really expressing his goodness. He's expressing the tzaddik within him. He's expressing how good he is. And we don't have time now. I thought I had time. But I highly recommend the Rebbe of Piazetzna's Sefer on Chovas HaTamidim. He's talking to the Jews. You know, everyone thinks in Europe before the Holocaust that the Jewry were okay. If you actually look at the historical, and you actually look into the books, there are a lot of Klai Yisrael who are the Jews who are literally falling off the map, and they're falling into not such good things. So, Pizetz and Rebbe, his yahrzeit tonight, the Eish Kodesh, he dedicated a very, 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 very important work called Chovas HaTamidim. I'm talking to teachers, to students, from parents to students, to children, on what it means to be Jew, how to grow, how to learn. The whole essence of the Sefer is to show Jews that we're just good. And sometimes we just get involved in wrong things, but a Jew's essence is mamish good. End of the day, we should be zochah b'ezras Hashem. I'm just going to end off with one story. Today is the yahrzeit of the original Rebbe, so I thought it would be apropos to be able to say a story to show the goodness within each and every one of us. Just since I found this in the Sefer, so I'm just going to read it from the book. The day before becoming bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yisrael Rizhin, Zuchus Yagan Alena, was called into his father's study. His father, Rav Shalom Shachna Friedman, said to him, "Tomorrow, my son, you will receive a very special visitor, one who will not leave you for the rest of your life. Are you prepared to welcome this guest lovingly as befits one of her nature? Yes, Father, says the Rishna. The guest is the Yetzer Tov, the passion for selflessness, goodness, kindness, compassion. I began to prepare for her arrival long ago. Says as a 13-year-old, he said the original Rebbe is telling his father, Shalom Simcha, I prepared for her arrival long ago. It's a pasuk in last week's parsha. Right at the end of the day, children, you know, sometimes they have a little evil within them. The Yetzer Tov comes in. Really, Rav Shalom Simcha said, when was that? When did you prepare for him to come? When her partner, the Yetzer Hara, the passion for selfishness, came to join me, I received her respectfully and said, you know that you and the Yetzer Tov are partners. You both dwell together in every heart. It would be unseemly of me to welcome one partner without the other. So I convinced the Yetzer Hara to leave and return only with the Yetzer Tov. So in this way, I am prepared to welcome them both into my heart together. So at the end of the day, the Rishna was saying, it's a very lofty thing to say that until he became Bar Mitzvah, he sent away the Yitzhahara. And then for us to be able to realize that we all have a Yitzhahara, we all have a Yitzhah Tov. But even the Yitzhahara is also a partner of the Yitzhah Tov, right? Rav Shor says, Gam Kiyach begets in us, Lo Yara Kiata, that the Ra is Kiata. That's what Hashem says. That even the evil within me is still you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I realize that it's a messenger from you. So we should be zocher this year to be able to go into Pirkei Avos. We saw at the end of the day why Davka is Pirkei Avos in the beginning of Seder Nezikin, because it's to be able to show us how to work on interpersonal relationships. We saw specifically when to study it on Shabbos during the summer months. In Florida, it's always the summer, so Davka to be able to learn it. Yet Kol Yisrael Ben Olam Haba, where Mamash Ben Olam Haba. So when a Jew says, I can't work on my midos, no, that's all Ben Olam Haba. But we all have Ben Olam Haba within us, which is those zocher to see the tzaddik within us, like the Maharal said. Be able to realize that we all have good within us, and Be'ez Hashem, the more we see the good within us, then we can see the good within others as well. Be'ez Hashem.